This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning, as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey, and there's a lot to talk about this week. There's going to be a lot to talk about every week throughout the season, especially the way the Panthers are playing. 16-8-2 after that win last night on home ice over the Pittsburgh Penguins, wrapped up a three-game homestand. Panthers took two out of three games on the homestand. They've won back-to-back games. We're going to hear some highlights from each of those games coming up here in just a moment. Last night, the Panthers also honored Patrick Hornquist before the game. Obviously, a former Panthers player, a former Pittsburgh Penguin, won a couple of Stanley Cups with Pittsburgh, and now he is still involved in the little technical difficulty there. We apologize. It's live. Anything can happen. So apologies for the technical glitch. But I think we're good now the rest of the way. We should be good now the rest of the way. I was right in the middle of telling you what was coming up. And we've got lots to get to here in this hour. So we're going to get to it here very shortly. We're going to talk about the last couple of games. I'm not sure if you heard that part. But we'll talk about the last couple of games. Panthers won both of those on home ice. We'll have some thoughts from last night. Patrick Hornquist was honored pregame. Some thoughts from him. Some thoughts about Patrick Hornquist coming up. Also, postgame reaction sound from a night ago as the Panthers picked up that 3-1 win over Pittsburgh. Also coming up next segment, Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. So we're back on Panthers Insider. And a couple of technical glitches here right out of the gate. Why don't we get right into dissecting what took place over the course of the week. The Panthers' back-to-back wins on home ice. The first of the two wins was all the way back on Wednesday. The Panthers picked up a win over the Dallas Stars. It was a big test for the Panthers. Wound up being their 15th victory of the season in total. Here's how it all sounded. All the big plays, all the goals as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Brandon Montour dropped it off. It's taken by Reinhardt across Mikkola. Long feed, Engel. The Panthers, a shot right circle, and they score. It's Evan Rodriguez. Out of the right circle, top shelf, and the Panthers strike first. 1-0 with 15:21 to go here in the opening frame. Panthers back into the offensive end. Rodriguez, Barkov, now Reinhardt. Barkov back to Reinhardt in front of shot, Barkov. And now it's picked up off the end boards. Bounce to Reinhardt, and he scores. Top shelf. Sam Reinhardt gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead. Joe Pavelski over on that far side with Mikkola on him. He blew a tire. Puck picked up. Out come the Panthers. They have numbers heading through center. Up through the center ice. It's going to be Bennett across. And they score. It's for Hagee. He snuck it between Unger and the goalpost. And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead.
Out to the right point, Ekblad looks across, Reinhardt a drive, and that one wide, around it goes far side, Rodriguez crunched over there on the boards, a shot from the high slot from Reinhardt over the net, side of the goal, tapped it, they scored, it's Barkov in close, and the Panthers get a 4-3 lead, the captain on the doorstep, breaks the 3-3 tie. Left side, Anton Lundell to the corner. It's Rodriguez around far side. Pinching in from the line, Ekblad around Rodriguez out of the corner. Up top, it's Ekman Larson backing up. Off to the right point, long shot. Didn't get it through Rodriguez in front. Rodriguez holds, fires, and he scores! Evan Rodriguez with the power play winding down. And the Panthers take a 5-3 lead.
Haskinen, 7 seconds in front for Pavelski. It's over his stick, near side. It's going to be Duchesne. Pavelski taken away. Kachuk the clear down to our left, and the horn sounds, and the Panthers win it 5-4 tonight over the Dallas Stars. A big home victory for the Panthers here this evening as they battle to the very end to secure the 2 points in regulation.
It was a big win for the Panthers. That improved their record to 15-8-2. They weren't done for the week, obviously, but a big win in a big test there. That was back on Wednesday. The Panthers getting by the Dallas Stars and did more than just get by. Picked up a 5-4 win. It was a game that went back and forth. Evan Rodriguez led the way. 4 points for him. His second 4-point game of the season. And that would take us then to Friday's game. And the Panthers were closing out a homestand against the Pittsburgh Penguins, of course. That in and of itself means a big night at Amerant Bank Arena was on tap. The Panthers were honoring Patrick Hornquist pregame. Recently retired Patrick Hornquist was a Panthers player, also had some great years as a player with the Pittsburgh Penguins, and had a chance to ask a couple of people what Patrick's impact was on the team. First, here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice when I spoke to him pregame ahead of last night's contest and just asked him what it meant to be able to honor Patrick pregame.
We have this relationship with Patrick Hornquist, and then he's got a Stanley Cup championship relationship with the Pittsburgh Penguins. So two teams here tonight that really appreciate him. Interesting that Patrick could be here for such a short period of time relative to his entire career and yet have made such a huge impact to the point that it's done. It's like, all right, Patrick, what do you want to do? Because we want you involved in any way possible. And that's not an offer that goes out to every player, but he can do everything. Like, if he wants to manage, he can do that. If he wants to coach, I don't know why, but he could do that for sure, because he is that wired that he could do it. Player development, scouting, he's got this incredible love and passion for the game and energy level that you don't need to drink coffee, just hang out with Patty Hornquist and you're ready to go. So he's also, what I love about him is I love the way the younger players get to see this guy, Stanley Cup champion, works harder than everybody every single day, beats you to the rink, happier at the rink than you are, and he's playing on the fourth line and doesn't care, right? What a great role model. We got so lucky for players like Lundell, and I wish everybody could experience. I got Patrick Hornquist and Eric Staal on our fourth line last year to start the season, and maybe Hall of Famers, you know, just Stanley Cup champions, love the game, happy to come to the rink. That's, I think it makes it, you know, sometimes it's not players don't always coach, coaches don't always coach players. Sometimes the players give back, and I think I learned a lot more from Patrick than I ever passed on to him.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. And Patrick Hornquist now with the Panthers as a scouting and development consultant. And I had a chance yesterday to ask Panthers general manager Bill Zito if there was a point after he met Patrick Hornquist for the first time. Obviously, a lot of us have seen him as a player for a long time. Then he came to the Panthers. It was actually Bill Zito's first move acquiring Patrick Hornquist. And I asked Bill Zito if there was a time when he realized that Patrick was the kind of guy that could do anything he wanted in this sport after he was done playing.
I mean, I think, sort of, not to throw it back on you guys, but if you interact with him with a little bit and you spend any amount of time with him, then it jumps out at you. I mean, he's intelligent. He has a high EQ. He works his tail off. He's fun to be around. The energy is infectious. He's, you know, I'm throwing all of these accolades at him. And I can't point to any specific time, but early on, I think you realize that he's a special guy.
So Bill Zito there on Patrick Hornquist, Panthers general manager, speaking about Patrick Hornquist. Now here is Patrick Hornquist during the first intermission of last night's game when he held the media availability at Amerant Bank Arena. Here's what Patrick Hornquist had to say when he was asked about being honored last night. So Patrick Hornquist, that was last night. He was honored last night pregame, and of course there was a game last night. The Panthers, one of Patrick Hornquist's former teams that he played for, taking on another one of his former teams, the Pittsburgh Penguins, last night. The Panthers gave up the first one, but they came roaring back. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers radio network.
Back behind the net, Rodriguez. Back to 5-on-5 here. Panthers open through in the power play. A shot on the far circle, and then a follow-up from Verhaeghe. A couple of jams, and it poked at the score! Oliver Ekman-Larsson found that puck sitting there, and he taps it over the line. This game is tied at 1. Now off the faceoff. Lundell winning it. Rodriguez shot from the right side. Poked that in front. They score. And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. Etulo Ostarinen was charging in. He gets a piece of it. And the Panthers are up 2-1 with 13:50 to play here in the third. Carlson backhanded Letang at the line. Gives to Crosby. Lundell to the action. The penalty expires. Crosby, high slot shot. And it pinballs around in front. Here's Reinhart. Reinhart now to Barkov. Barkov to center. And he'll launch it on the empty net. He scores. And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. An empty net goal for the captain. And that should seal it here tonight. Fans to their feet here in Sunrise. And the final seconds tick away. And the Panthers put an exclamation point on the homestand. A 3-1 win tonight for the Panthers on home ice over the Pittsburgh Penguins. A 26-save victory for Sergei Bobrovsky, who has now won four consecutive starts. And the Panthers take two out of three games on this three-game homestand. 3-1, Panthers top the Penguins tonight.
So a big victory for the Panthers last night at this very moment heading into Saturday action. Of course, the Panthers don't play today. Their next game is tomorrow afternoon in Columbus, a 1 o'clock face-off across the Panthers radio network and the Panthers app. We've got you covered with pregame coverage, by the way, at 12:30. The Panthers picking up the win last night to improve to 16-8-2 on the season. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on how last night's game evolved for his team and his thoughts on it.
It's a hard thing to do in the NHL is to not be where you want to be or playing the game you want and then be able to write it. The first period was more even than I would want. I think they might have been a little bit better than we were. We hit a post, but when you're at home, you want to come out and kind of set the tone. I didn't care for our second period when you and I chatted. Wasn't very pleased. I think we just got very happy in the up and down. Which isn't a good recipe, and then I think we fixed it. So Sergei Bobrovsky, I think our goaltending's been really good this year, but there haven't been a lot of nights where we asked them to be the dominant player. There's been nights they've been very, very good. He's had some great games for us. But tonight, Sergei had to be the difference in the second period because that game's over and there's no coming back if he isn't as good as he was. Then when we got to the third, then we were right. I don't know what the final number, but certainly shot attempts were big in the third. Our game was good there. Their guy then did for them what Sergei had done. He kept him in the game, and we were able to pull one out.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there during his post-game availability last night following that Panthers 3-1 win over Pittsburgh. Here is the winning goaltender. Paul Maurice just had some really good things to say about his netminder, Sergei Bobrovsky. This is Sergei Bobrovsky last night on picking up the two wins before the team goes on to a long trip.
Yeah, I think we have, again, I mentioned that so many times, that we have a great guys and a great atmosphere in the locker room. And it's we just believe in each other, and support each other. And that was the big challenge for us. And it was great, 2 points. It's, the next game's going to be big. We're still building our game. We're still coming to each other and get things together. So it's a process, and we're in the first part of it. So it's a big road trip. And it's big couple wins for us.
Sergei Bobrovsky, the winning goaltender, he's won each of his last four starts for the Panthers, and the Panthers tomorrow taking on one of his old teams in Columbus to kick off the road trip. Here's Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who got the big goal to tie things up for the Panthers last night, made it 1-1 during the second period a night ago, and that was really where the momentum of the game flipped, and it was a big goal. Here's Oliver Ekman-Larsson post-game on getting that win before hitting the road.
I thought we just kept going at it, and we kept it a little bit more simple, getting the puck deep and kind of had a better forecheck. And overall, I thought in the third we were connected as a team. So I think that's sometimes it's enough to play good for one period. So we'll take it. Yeah, I think it helps, right? I mean, it's a big trip for us here. I think it's 10 days, right? 5 games. So, yeah. One game at a time and trying to make the best out of it. We've been good on the road, so hopefully we can keep playing the way we have been on the road.
Oliver Ekman-Larsson scored his 7th goal of the season last night that tied the game in period number 2. Panthers picked up 3-1 win. They're 16-8-2, heading on to the road to take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow. 1 o'clock face-off in the afternoon, of course. 12:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. And this road trip coming up has the Panthers going to, in addition to Columbus, Seattle, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary. So four Western Conference opponents on the upcoming trip. And, of course, it all kicks off tomorrow. The Panthers will be in Columbus, a 1 o'clock face-off. 12:30 Panthers preview on the radio network and on the Panthers app. Download the Panthers app if you don't have it. There's a button that says radio, main screen, top right corner. You hit that, it's always going to be our broadcast each and every game. So you want to make sure you get that Panthers app, especially before the Panthers go on to this trip that starts tomorrow. The next Panthers home game is going to be the 21st. Thursday the 21st against the St. Louis Blues, 7 o'clock faceoff, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. We're going to step aside now here on Panthers Insider. When we come back, I'll be joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. We'll have that coming up. Then after that, we'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jamison Olive and I, we're joined by Panthers defenseman Nico Mikla. And of course, you can find that wherever you find your podcast, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. Of course, a great place to start. Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning, just getting started. Billy Lindsay joins me on the other side of the break. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. As always, Panthers gearing up to go on the road. Longest road trip of the season. It kicks off tomorrow. It's going to be a 1 o'clock in the afternoon face-off from Columbus. Panthers and the Columbus Blue Jackets, 12:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview, a road trip that'll see the Panthers also take on Seattle, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary. So a big trip through the Western Conference after tomorrow's game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Again, going to be a matinee, Panthers and the Jackets from Columbus tomorrow. Of course, we're coming to you not long after the Panthers picked up a big win last night. Panthers picking up that victory 3-1 over the Pittsburgh Penguins. And joining me here to talk about it, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. And well, Billy, first, let's dive right into this one. The Panthers picked up a win last night, and it was a big one. End of a homestand, going on the road, honored Patrick Hornquist before the game. Great crowd on hand once again. The Panthers wanted to get the 2 points, and they did get to 2 points, improving their mark on the season to 16-8-2.
They got it done. Sergei Bobrovsky in the first half of the game was instrumental for the Panthers in getting that win. I know Riley Smith got the first goal of the game. Gensel had a breakaway. They had numerous opportunities. Sergei Bobrovsky shut the door. First half of the game, the Panthers give up some odd man rushes, uncharacteristic, but Bobrovsky was there. Kept it a one-goal deficit. Paul Maurice changes up the lines, mixes and matches. And Tristan Jarry, it was kind of one and done. Where's the rebounds? And they come out. Verhaeghe gets a shot. Lundell, another shot. And then Oliver Ekman-Larsson from his point shot, coming down from his point. Third shot, too many. There's the rebounds. Finally get a goal. 1-1. Big emotional lift after the first period. Then you come out in the third period and you play Panther hockey. You were all over them. And that's a team. Let's say, let's go get this game. Let's not sit back. Let's go take it away from the Penguins. You outshoot them 18-8 in the third period. You get a face-off goal by Etu Luostarinen on a shot by Lundell. Wins the face-off. Rodriguez a shot. There's the rebound again for Luostarinen. 2-1, Barkov empty netter. That's his team. There's where you want. They just got down to it, put the work boots on. It's tough defensively. There was also a big save in that third period against Crosby walking out of the corner. And you add it all up, Panthers, another victory. It's a good team, and they find ways, whether it's a goaltender, whether it's power play, penalty killing, different ways to win. And it's all really done, Doug, starting with the defense. They're just good defensively all around, and the Penguins in that third period had a tough time, and the Panthers walk away with 2 points.
Panthers 3 and the Penguins 1. That's a final score from last night. Doug Plagans here with you on Panthers Insider, joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. Billy Lindsay here is the Panthers today. They'll travel later today to Columbus to get the road trip going tomorrow, but lots more on last night's game. And we talked about Anton Lundell a lot last night, but
2 assists in the game. He won 5 of his 8 faceoffs. He was plus 3. That was a game high last night for anybody. And played over a minute on the penalty kill as well. Factored into so many things last night. And as far as just overall game, great outing for Anton Lundell last night.
It was solid all around. And you could tell sometimes when players are going right out of the gate. And in that first period, he was one of the guys that was skating, that was moving his feet, had a really good scoring chance on a 2-on-1 in that first period, and continued to get opportunities. He had 5 shots in the game. Those 5 shots came in the first 2 periods. He was noticeable. He was on the attack, and that's maybe why Paul Maurice decided to juggle. He knew Lundell was going, and that's what you can recognize as a coach. But when Lundell's engaged, you can tell. He's moving his feet. He's attacking more. He's getting down deep in the corners. He's winning those individual puck battles. I'm never really concerned about him defensively. But on the offensive side of the puck, when he's looking to shoot the puck, be more aggressive. He even had a 2-on-1 in the second period and looked over for a pass, but didn't hesitate. Pulled the trigger, looked to shoot, and good in the faceoff circle. That's the kind of nature and mindset that you need. He's got sort of a Barkov personality, look to pass. Sometimes in this game you gotta have a little bit of selfishness if you wanna score and get it done offensively. And that's kind of what Lundell said. I'm gonna shoot everything at the net. I'm gonna look and grind and get my opportunities. And that's kind of the way that he played. And it's just different players at different times that have stepped up all season long for the Panthers. And Lundell's going to continue to track. It's only his third season, and he's starting to get it offensively, and was kind of a down year last year. Slow start to this season, but last 20 games or so have been pretty spot on for Anton Lundell.
Outstanding in the playoffs last year, too, is Anton Lundell. And coming off a plus 3 game, couple of points last night for Anton Lundell as the Panthers got that 3-1 win to close out the homestand, a victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins a night ago. Billy, you mentioned Alexander Barkov. He was plus 1 again last night. And I know everybody has different interpretations and ideas of the plus-minus stat these days, but Barkov at plus 19 on the season, leading all forwards in the National Hockey League. And with he had the empty net goal last night, so Barkov up to now 25 points in 23 games, so better than a point a game, leading all forwards in plus-minus. Great face-off numbers since the start of the year. Paul Maurice has said this is the best hockey that he's seen him play, and that's saying something because he's played great hockey and been so consistent, year over year over year. But he's just been on a mission this year. And I got to think, Billy, Jameson Olive and I talked about this on Territory Talk this week, but it has to be the first half Selke favorite.
He is the first. He'd win the Selke at this moment. You know how many goals he's been on the ice against? 5-on-5? 6 all year. And he's going against the top lines in the NHL night after night. I know Crosby, Gensel, they had opportunities, didn't score. But when you can score and produce down at the other end, that normally Reinhart and Rodriguez, the normal line mates, and you're going out there against the best players, and you just crush them defensively, and you're also chipping in at the offensive end to put this kind of, when it's, he seems a little bit quicker, a little bit jump in that step, and he's one guy that just, he never cheats the game. He's a coach's dream, because Paul Maurice, when you look down and you put him on the ice and it's Crosby or it's the superstar, I got Barkov, I'm going to match him head to head and not going to worry about, he just might just take off and look to go on a turn. No, he stops and starts in his defensive end, and it takes so much work to do that and stop and start in your own end, because a lot of good offensive players, you'll see them always swing maybe a little bit in the defensive end, try and get some speed, and then let's get going. Barkov, let's put on the brakes. Let's take care of the defensive end. We'll pass. His game requires a ton of energy, and Paul Maurice has talked about it. There's a lot of stops and starting, going full speed, and that's a big body, a locomotive train that has to get going. I've watched him from the start of his career to the way he continues to develop, and it seems like it. Like Crosby, 36, we watched him. He's still a treat to watch at the age of 36. Barkov continues to get better at his craft every year. There's always another element that kind of comes into the system. And this year, it was just to lose a little bit of weight, 10 or 15 pounds, come in a little bit lighter, maybe a little bit quicker, and see how that plays out. So if you're always working on it and always trying to get better, even though you're an elite player, But how do I become even better? And that's been Barkov's mindset, and he seems even better than he's been at maybe at any point of his whole career.
Yeah, he's been dominant from the outset this season. Billy, two quick ones before we put you on your way here. But, Billy, last night Patrick Hornquist was honored pregame, and we've had thoughts from Paul Maurice and Bill Zito on this, but for a guy, and Paul Maurice said it pregame last night, but for a guy who, you know, when you compare it to the rest of his career, spent a pretty short time in his playing career with the Panthers, again, in terms of matching up with his time in Pittsburgh and his time in Nashville before that, but to make the mark he did in a relatively short time on this franchise, it just says something about the kind of guy and the kind of player Patrick Hornquist is.
Yeah, to where he came from as being the last pick in the draft and what he accomplished, the two Stanley Cups and the grittiness and the toughness on the ice, the competitive spirit. And when the first time that I got to meet him off the ice, he just looked me in the eye and shook my hand and had a five-minute conversation with me like he had known me for 5 or 6 years, which just to me spoke volumes of the kind of character that this guy has, just to sit down and talk to you. And he shows respect to everyone, and it's done with humility. From where he came from to work, I believe he never took anything for granted, and he doesn't take people for granted. Anything in his life, he's going to treat with 100% attention, focus, and detail. And they loved having him around in the playoffs, even though he was hurt last year. They wanted him around the team. That's how important he is, and that everyone that's played with him or been around him, to have that is to have humility and also have that kind of work ethic and bravado. Is you make so many friends and memories and people. You probably couldn't find anyone to say a bad word about the guy. And Patrick Hornquist, for me personally, congratulations to watch that career and get the recognition last night in retirement. And he's going to attack retirement the same way that he did playing. Whatever he gets involved in, it's going to be full speed ahead, and that's the only way he knows how to go.
And Paul Maurice said, when I talked to him pregame last night, he said, you don't need to drink coffee, just hang around Patrick Hornquist and you'll be ready to go. But last thing here, Billy, Panthers kick off their road trip tomorrow against a Columbus team that's coming off a win last night over St. Louis. What kind of challenge are the Panthers looking at when they take on this Blue Jackets team coming up tomorrow?
Columbus is, they score a lot. They score a ton at 5-on-5. They also give up a lot. And when they're on their game, they can beat you. They got enough talent there. And their superstars, Gaudreau, has kind of had a tough season. Patrick Laine has been scratched. Hasn't had the normal year, but their underlying players have been decent. The youngster, Fantilli, the third overall pick in the draft, he's starting to pick it up. They're okay. It's when they're on the... They're dangerous. Their power play is not very good. It's a power play that has struggled. But when you go in there, it's like the NHL. You got to be on your toes. You got to be ready. You can't take off nights in this league anymore. There's too much parity, and Columbus is a building that's tough to play in. So head up, try and get off on a good start, and see where it takes you. But the road, that's being a good road team in the NHL. It's kind of what separates you from the pack. And this Panther team is this is their longest road trip of the year, and this is the chance, if they go out and have a really good road trip, that you could get some separation and really start to climb in these standings.
Yeah, five-game trip for the Panthers, four of them against Western Conference teams. They're seeing an Eastern Conference opponent in Columbus tomorrow. Billy mentioned the home and road splits. Panthers 9-4-0 at home, a good 7-4-2 road record that they'd like to build on going to Columbus tomorrow. Billy Lindsay, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by the Panthers Insider Show, and thanks again for taking some time out for us this morning.
Always a pleasure, my partner. Glad to be with you, and have some safe travels.
Thanks.
Some good eats out there for you.
Oh, you know I always find the good food. I'll find the good food. Billy Lindsay, our guest here this morning, as always, thank you very much for stopping by. Coming up next here on Panthers Insider, we'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola, and you can find the whole episode wherever you find your podcast. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk is a good place to start. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Panthers kicking off their road trip tomorrow in Columbus. Going to be a 1 o'clock face-off, 12:30. 5:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. You can always listen on the Panthers app. If you don't have the Panthers app, what are you waiting for, folks? Download it. It has a button in the top right corner that says radio right there in the main screen. You hit that, and you get our broadcast for each and every game. So, again, get the Panthers app. Wherever you listen to the Panthers, you can catch us tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air from Columbus, Ohio, Panthers and the Blue Jackets. But more Panthers Insider coming up next. Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning. The Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you. We'll hear from a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast coming up shortly. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola a few days back. And if you like the whole conversation, you can hear the whole episode wherever you find your podcasts, of course, on Spotify, on Google Play. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, good place to start. The official Panthers podcast is Territory Talk, and it's presented by our friends at Baptist Health. Folks, score holiday hat trick packages. Catch all the savings. Get three Panthers games for just $75. Choose from our Victor hat trick package or Stanley hat trick package. Purchase before December 15th and get a complimentary bonus game available while supplies last. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers. Well, let's dive right into the segment from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Again, Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola, and the first thing I asked him about was, well, how's this first season gone for him? How's he adjusted to his new team?
Yeah, it was pretty easy move for me. Like, I know the couple Finnish guys, obviously, before, and all the guys I heard good things before I come here, so they took me well. And like, you know, hockey wise, like I think it's been pretty good. I can like play my game. Like, I don't have to think too much on ice, and like, I think it's been good fit for me.
And on that, I mean, Paul Murray said a few times they identified you and they said this is a guy we know is going to play well in our system. When you were talking to Bill Zito and the Panthers during free agency, how much were they kind of telling you that?
Yeah, that was the like obviously the main point and easy choice kind of for me. Like, I was talking with the Bill and like and the coaches too, and like they were telling me like it's gonna be good for you, and they wanted me to be here, and like, so I think it was, like I said, easy choice for me.
And on the how nice is it to get that 3 years and, like I say, actually plant some roots here in Florida?
Yeah, very nice. Like, I haven't been in this situation before, so it was nice to like kind of know you're gonna play probably here next 3 years and like settle in a little bit, and just, yeah, it was a nice feeling for sure.
Did you know anybody here before you got here? I know you said it was cool with the other Finnish guys that are here and things like that, but did anybody reach out to you right away? Who was the first guy that you talked to after you signed here?
Well, Barkey and Chucky texted me right after, and like, and also I play with Luosti a little bit in the Finnish league, so I was talking with him after, and Lundi also, so probably those guys were the first ones.
How fun is it this first, obviously, like month and a half, 2 months, been teams doing well on the ice? You guys are in second place in the division right now. You've had a couple goals, which has been great to see. How much fun and how quickly do you think you've been able to adapt to what this team's doing?
Yeah, pretty quickly. Like, those guys know what they do, like, on the ice, and like, they've been playing the same style of game like last year too. So it's kind of like easy for me because like everybody else knows what they are doing. So it's not a whole new system for everybody. So it's been pretty easy for me, I think. And I'm, like I say, I can just play my game basically and doesn't need to think too much.
And we had you on during one of the games recently between periods, but we talked a little bit about you playing with Brandon Montour here since he's come back. You seem like the kind of guy that can gel pretty well playing with just about anybody. But in terms of fitting in on a good pair with Brandon, what do you think you two bring as a pair, and what's it been like playing with him?
Yeah, we try to bring like good hockey, like all around, like obviously, like we all know what the Monty can do with the puck and at the offensive zone. So I just let him do what he do, and like try to back him up a little bit, and like also like good defense, closing the plays quickly, and those kind of things. So try to be good all around.
And this is your first time on the show. A lot of fans still getting to know you, know your history a bit. I don't think all our fans know how decorated you are and the medals you have. So first, going back to 2016 World Juniors gold medal in Helsinki in Finland.
Yeah.
Just what was it like to be a part of that?
Yeah, it was great team, obviously, and it was pretty amazing. Like first time playing with the like big crowd. Like every game was full, and like I feel like it was the first time like everybody was watching you, mm-hmm. like kind of thing, and like it was amazing to win that, obviously, and yeah, big part of why I'm here.
Obviously, a lot of NHL stars on that team, a lot in the league right now. Do you have a special bond with those guys? Like, for example, like Roope Hintz is coming in with the Stars tomorrow. Do you see him on the ice, kind of give each other a nod? Do you guys have a bond from that 2016 team?
Yeah, of course. We know, like, I know everybody on that team. And, like, every time we see, like, we say hi and a couple words. But, like, yeah, there's a couple of my buddies on that team and playing on the NHL, so... It's always nice to see those guys.
And you fast forward a couple of years later, 2019 World Championship gold medal, adding another medal to your mantle. You got to play with Lusty, who I think was only 20 years old at the time. Juho Lamico, who we know from his days here. Yeah. I think you beat OEL. I think he was with Sweden in that tournament. That was probably fun. Just what was it like then to be in a tournament like that and add another gold medal to your resume?
Yeah, I think that was a little bit different. Like in the 120s, we had a like crazy good team. Like our forwards were amazing on that, like if you look the lineup now. But like that 19, it was like we were underdogs, and Sweden has had a good team, like full NHL lineup, and Russia and Canada too. So it was kind of like no pressure tournament, and everything went crazy when we won. So it was pretty amazing too.
And did that mean a little bit more just coming early in your NHL career? It's kind of just a good thing to give you some confidence as you were kind of getting your feet wet in the NHL?
Yeah, like I think those are very important tournaments for me why I'm in NHL right now. Mm-hmm. So obviously I appreciated those opportunities, and like, yeah, it's a big part.
Turning the clock back a little bit, when you broke into the league, was there a veteran guy maybe when you first came in that made a real impression on you, or somebody when you first came in that you really looked up to?
Yeah, it was like in the Blues, so mm-hmm. like there were a Vlady Tarasenko who took me, like probably texted me first time and took me at the dinner, and he was the one guy, and like there were leaders like Pietro Ancelo and Bo Meister. You can look up and like look around what they do off and on the ice. So probably those three.
And then, just growing up, who did you have a favorite player growing up too?
Yeah, like probably in the Finnish league, I follow a little bit more. But like in the NHL, I would say like Kimmo Timonen for mm-hmm. the D's, and obviously Teemu Selänen, you watch the highlights, and he was over there all the time. So yeah, those three. And Janne Niinimaa was one of the, he had a summer cottage on my home, like next to my home. So that was the one guy I tried to follow.
And now we've talked about the way that you followed hockey growing up. You've obviously been a part of some big tournaments on the international stage, playing for your home country. Can you describe, because I know we had the good fortune of being able to go over to Finland when the Panthers played the Jets back in 2018 mm-hmm. for the Global Series, a couple of games mm-hmm. in Helsinki, and we saw how much Finland loves hockey as a country. But can you kind of describe just how big hockey is in Finland? Because the amount of talent that comes out of Finland is just crazy for a country that, you know, if you look at the map, just isn't that big. But you guys produce so much talent, and people turn out in droves to watch hockey games all the time.
Yeah, it's a biggest sport in Finland. Like on those, like I think it was a 19 and world champions, like in a final game, there's like around 5 million people lives there. So I think it was I don't know, I could be wrong, but like almost like 3 million was mm-hmm. watching the finals. So it's over half, and like, so it's part of the culture over there.
If you like that part of the episode, you can hear the entire episode and the entire conversation with Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, Panthers official podcast. And that about takes us to the end of the program. Thanks to Nico Mikkola for stopping by Territory Talk this week. Thanks to Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner, for stopping by last segment. Of course, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Dan Day for the great work on the other side of the glass, as always. I'm Doug Plagans. Panthers and the Blue Jackets tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock faceoff from Columbus. You can catch it all live, just like you caught this show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you. We'll hear from a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast coming up shortly. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola a few days back. And if you like the whole conversation, you can hear the whole episode wherever you find your podcasts, of course, on Spotify, on Google Play, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, good place to start. The official Panthers podcast is Territory Talk, and it's presented by our friends at Baptist Health. Folks, score a holiday hat trick packages. Catch all the savings. Get three Panthers games for just $75. Choose from our Victor hat trick package or Stanley hat trick package. Purchase before December 15th and get a complimentary bonus game available while supplies last. Go to floridapanthers.com/offers. Well, let's dive right into the segment from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Again, Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola, and the first thing I asked him about was, well, how's this first season gone for him? How's he adjusted to his new team?
Yeah, it was pretty easy move for me. Like, I know the couple Finnish guys, obviously, before, and all the guys, I heard good things before I come here, so they took me well. And like, you know, hockey wise, like I think it's pretty good. I can like play my game. Like, I don't have to think too much on ice, and like, I think it's been good fit for me.
And on that, I mean, Paul Murray said a few times they identified you and they said, this is a guy we know is going to play well in our system. When you were talking to Bill Zito and the Panthers during free agency, how much were they kind of telling you that?
Yeah, that was the, like, obviously the main point and easy choice kind of for me. Like, I was talking with the Bill and like, and the coaches too, and like, they were telling me like, it's going to be good for you, and they wanted me to be here, and like, so I think it was, like I said, easy choice for me.
And on the, how nice is it to get that 3 years and, like I say, actually plant some roots here in Florida?
Yeah, very nice. Like, I haven't been in this situation before, so it was nice to like kind of know you're gonna play probably here next 3 years and like settle in a little bit, and just, yeah, it was a nice feeling for sure.
Did you know anybody here before you got here? I know you said it was cool with the other Finnish guys that are here and things like that, but did anybody reach out to you right away? Who was the first guy that you talked to after you signed here?
Well, Barki and Chucky texted me right after, and like, and also I play with Luosti a little bit in the Finnish league, so I was talking with him after, and Lundi also, so I'm probably those guys were the first ones.
How fun is it this first, obviously, like month and a half, 2 months, been teams doing well on the ice. You guys are in second place in the division right now. You've had a couple goals, which has been great to see. How much fun and how quickly do you think you've been able to adapt to what this team's doing?
Yeah, pretty quickly. Like, those guys know what they do, like, on the ice, and like, they've been playing the same style of game like last year too. So it's kind of like easy for me because like everybody else knows what they are doing. So it's not whole new system for everybody, so it's been pretty easy for me, I think, and I'm, like I say, I can just play my game basically and doesn't need to think too much.
And we had you on during one of the games recently between periods, but we talked a little bit about you playing with Brandon Montour here since he's come back. You seem like the kind of guy that can gel pretty well playing with just about anybody, but in terms of fitting in on a good pair with Brandon, what do you think you two bring as a pair, and what's it been like playing with him?
Yeah, we try to bring like good hockey, like all around, like, oh, like obviously, like we all know what the Monty can do with the puck and at the offensive zone, so I just let him do what he do, and like try to back him up a little bit, and like also like good defense, closing the place quickly, and those kind of things. So try to be good all around.
And this is your first time on the show. A lot of fans still getting to know you, know your history a bit. I don't think all our fans know how decorated you are and the medals you have. So first, going back to 2016 World Juniors gold medal in Helsinki in Finland.
Yeah.
Just what was it like to be a part of that?
Yeah, it was a great team, obviously. And it was pretty amazing. Like, first time playing with the big crowd. Like, every game was full, and I feel like it was the first time like everybody was watching you, like kind of thing, and like it was amazing to win that, obviously, and yeah, big part of why I'm here.
Obviously, a lot of NHL stars on that team, a lot in the league right now. Do you have a special bond with those guys? Like, for example, like Roope Hintz is coming in with the Stars tomorrow. Do you see him on the ice, kind of give each other a nod? Do you guys have a bond from that 2016 team?
Yeah, of course, we know, like, I know everybody on that team. And every time we see, like, we say hi and a couple words, but like, yeah, there's a couple of my buddies on that team and playing on NHL, so it's always nice to see those guys.
And you fast forward a couple of years later, 2019 World Championship gold medal, adding another medal to your mantle. You got to play with Lusty, who I think was only 20 years old at the time. Juho Lamico, who we know from his days here. Yeah. I think you beat OEL. I think he was with Sweden in that tournament. That was probably fun. Just what was it like then to be in a tournament like that and add another gold medal to your resume?
Yeah, I think that was a little bit different. Like in the 120s, we had a like crazy good team. Like our forwards were amazing on that. Like if you look the lineup now, but like that 19, it was like we were underdogs, and Sweden has had a good team, like full NHL lineup, and Russia and Canada too. So it was kind of like no pressure tournament, and everything went crazy when we won. So it was pretty amazing too.
And did that mean a little bit more just coming early in your NHL career? It's kind of just a good thing to give you some confidence as you were kind of getting your feet wet in the NHL.
Yeah, but like, I think those are very important tournaments for me, why I'm in NHL right now. Mm-hmm. So obviously I appreciated those opportunities, and like, yeah, it's a big part.
Turning the clock back a little bit, when you broke into the league, was there a veteran guy maybe when you first came in that made a real impression on you, or somebody when you first came in that you really looked up to?
Yeah, it was like in the Blues, so like there were a Vladi Tarasenko who took me, like probably texted me first time and took me at the dinner, and he was the one guy, and like there were leaders like Pietro Ancelo and Bo Meister. You can look up and like look around what they do off and on the ice, so probably those three.
And then, just growing up, who did you have a favorite player growing up too?
Yeah, like probably in the Finnish league, I follow a little bit more, but like in the NHL, I would say like Kimmo Timonen for the D's, and obviously Teemu Selänen. You watch the highlights, and he was over there all the time. So yeah, those three, and Janne Niinimaa was one of the. He had a summer cottage on my home, like next to my home. So that was the one guy I tried to follow.
And now we've talked about the way that you followed hockey growing up. You've obviously been a part of some big tournaments on the international stage, playing for your home country. Can you describe, because I know we had the good fortune of being able to go over to Finland when the Panthers played the Jets back in 2018 for the Global Series, a couple of games in Helsinki. And we saw how much Finland loves hockey as a country, but can you kind of describe just how big hockey is in Finland? Because the amount of talent that comes out of Finland is just crazy for a country that, you know, if you look at the map, just isn't that big, but you guys produce so much talent and people turn out in droves to watch hockey games all the time.
Yeah, it's a biggest sport in Finland. Like on those, like I think it was a 19 and world champions, like in a final game, there's like around 5 million people lives there. So I think it was I don't know, I could be wrong, but like almost like 3 million was watching the finals. So it's over half, and like, so it's part of the culture over there.
If you like that part of the episode, you can hear the entire episode and the entire conversation with Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, Panthers official podcast. And that about takes us to the end of the program. Thanks to Nico Mikkola for stopping by Territory Talk this week. Thanks to Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner, for stopping by last segment. Of course, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Dan Day for the great work on the other side of the glass, as always. I'm Doug Plagans. Panthers and the Blue Jackets tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock faceoff from Columbus. You can catch it all live, just like you caught this show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.